The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. We are live and local at Arcadia Brewing in beautiful downtown Battle Creek. We have moved the Spartan Studios south today, and I tell you what, this is our first brewery remote. It will not be our last. This has been a riot down here. There's a fabulous microbrewery down here in Battle Creek at Arcadia, and they also have a wonderful restaurant. But right now, Barbecue Bob is going to throw down that steelhead recipe. Our favorite producer brought us in some fresh steelhead that he just caught. So, Bob, tell us what we're going to do on the grill with that steelhead.
You know, I love that bumper music, Little Doors, Come On Baby, Light My Fire. It's just one of the great classics of the 70s. A little bit of grilled steelhead. First of all, I like to brine it, soak it a little bit, and I'll use a 50-50 mix of water and basically a cheap white wine, whatever we buy that the wife doesn't like, Maureen doesn't like. You know, I just keep that for marinades, sauces, brining, all that stuff. Never throw a bottle of wine away because it's really good for that. And then I'm going to put a fair amount of salt in there, and I'll use sea salt typically. But then in a small bowl, I'm going to take some butter, and I'm going to nuke it, and I'm going to turn it into a liquid. And I'm going to add some little bits of garlic, some lemon pepper, and again, some sea salt. And I'm just going to whisk that up real good and blend it together and make myself a nice little spicy butter. And I'm going to throw that salmon, or steelhead, I'm sorry, in this case. I'm going to throw that steelhead right on the grill. If I've left the skin on it, I'm going to just brush a little of that butter right on the grill. And then I'm going to throw that, and I'm going to brush a little on the skin. I'm going to throw it skin down and then baste the heck out of it every couple of minutes. And I'm not going to flip it or anything. I'm just going to grill it with the lid down. And if I've got a little smoke, I'm going to throw a little smoke on it. But if it doesn't have skin on it, I might plank it and throw it on a little piece of wood that I've soaked for an hour or two with a little water with just a touch of bourbon or something in it.
And that technique will be on the grillingguys.com.
It's already up.
Yeah, it's already up there. But you know what? We have a special guest right now, the executive chef here at Arcadia, Sean Kelly. Good morning, Sean.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. You know what? You just threw down some wonderful brisket. There was some pork loin up there. I have to admit, the smoke bomb kind of blew me up. But other than that, it's a fantastic little spread you put on for us. Appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about the restaurant.
Okay, cool. Well, we are known for our brick oven pizzas. We've got a wood-fired pizza oven that was sent over brick by brick from Naples, Italy. And then also we do a ton of smoked meats here. We've got a Southern Pride smoker out back that holds 300 pounds of meat. We've got our green egg that we use to do some features and stuff, which we use today with bourbon barrel chips. And then we've got a Lang that we use for special events. So we're doing brisket and pork shoulder five times a week. We smoke it overnight, locked in a cage so no one can come down here and pull any off while we're not around. But 200 degrees overnight for 12 to 14 hours. So
the brisket was picture perfect. If you're listening, this is Grillin' Guys on 107.3, and we are down at Arcadia Brewing Company, and we're talking with the executive chef, Sean Kelly, who's also the general manager of this facility, and that's got to be a big job with Surprise running all over the country trying to spread the word. You've got your hands full here, but you've got a great sous chef. I've had a great time talking with Jeff this morning. And you guys have some skill. You all graduated from Grand Rapids Community College.
Correct.
One of the best culinary institutions in the country. And people listening might not know it, but that school there in Grand Rapids, is they get people from all around the world grabbing those students and taking them up for executive chef work.
Yeah, they sure do. They've got a lot of great instructors up there, too. It's, ranked best value culinary school for the money in the country right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a really great program. It's state-of-the-art facilities. So Jeff and I both went to school there. I was there a few years before he was. But
Well, Chef Schultz sits on our board, and he's a regular on the show. He's probably listening right now because he lays in bed on Saturday morning and listens to the show. What a freaky guy.
Yeah. But right now, you know what I'd like to do is we're going to break away and go to our little man law segment brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop in downtown beautiful Saranac. How about some man law?
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now
today's man law. Friends don't let friends wear Speedos ever. Or drive after drinking more than just a couple of beers. That's what friends do.
You know what? That's absolutely true. This is the time of year when the tailgates are going on, or Barbecue Bob and I are down here at Arcadia, and you just have to be careful. Be smart. It's a great time to get together with buddies, have a microbrew, but be smart about it. Don't jump behind the wheel after you've had too many, and don't ever go to Bob's house when he's wearing his Speedo, because you just don't want to be there.
Yeah, the legs aren't good. We want to say a special thank you as we start our close music. We got a little Halloween music for you. But have a great Halloween out there. And we want to say thanks an awful lot to Tim Surprise and the folks up here at Arcadia Brewing Company. It's been a blast.
It's going to be hard for you guys not to want to come back every week from here on in, I hope.
But I'm putting my desk right there.
You're always welcome.
And I tell you what, I could. If you start getting my mail here, you know what I'm thinking. Hey, he's been a wonderful host. If you haven't ever been here before, it's worth the road trip, everybody. Get down here. It's Arcadia Ales, downtown Battle Creek. It's a fantastic brew pub as well as a wonderful restaurant. Got professionally trained chefs. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend and fire up that grill.
Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah, werewolves of London. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.